You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
And what is that, sir?
It is the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicle title history and registration inquiry for a black and color Lexus LX, year model 2022, bearing Massachusetts registration 3GC684, registered to Karen Reed.
Can I move this document into evidence?
No objection, Your Honor.
Okay. 2084.
Thank you. As part of your continued investigation, did you have an opportunity to obtain documents and items?
Yes.
Did you listen to audio recordings that were included statements of the defendant?
Yes, I did.
Did you listen to audio recordings from different sources?
Yes, I did.
What do some of those sources include?
Dateline 2020, Gretchen Voss, Fox 25, various media platforms.
I want to walk through some of the evidence in chronological order of date. So going back to January 29th, 2022, at the hospital you obtained some items.
Yes, sir.
Did you bring those items with you today?
Yes, I did.
I want to talk about the progress of those items from when you first obtained them until today. You mentioned that they were clothes that you obtained at the hospital of Mr. O'Keefe.
Yes, sir.
And you shared with us that they were wet. You put them in bags?
Yes, sir.
That night, where did those clothes go when you left the hospital?
Those clothes, while bagged up, they remained in the back cab portion behind my driver's seat of my pickup truck on the floorboard.
Where did you bring them that night?
That bag containing all those clothing traveled with me around the area as we investigated. And then after the debrief at Canton PD, we brought them directly here to the Canton office of the district attorney.
Did you have those items with you at the Canton Police Department?
They were in my truck. I didn't bring them into the
office. They remained in your truck while you were in the Canton Police Department?
Once I placed that bag in the back of my truck, I did not touch until I removed it from the truck at the Canton District Attorney's office to bring it in.
When did you remove it from your truck and bring it into the District Attorney's office?
Probably around 8 p.m. on the 29th of January 2022.
When you brought the clothes inside, where did you bring them?
We brought them to the temporary evidence processing area within the district attorney's office in the state police section of the office where we have our desks and workspaces. There's a designated area for, at the time, for evidence processing.
What did you do with the clothes once you got them into the secure area in the district attorney's office?
Once the clothing was in that secure area, we had to lay them out to dry.
What you did, if you
I had to lay them out to dry them. So I took a butcher paper, laid it out on the floor, and each item I removed and laid out onto that butcher paper to dry.
Was anybody with you helping you?
Yes.
And who's that?
Michael Proctor.
Why did you lay out the clothing items one by one separately?
Each clothing item needs to dry naturally and prevent moisture from being trapped. That moisture, if trapped, could develop mold and damage any DNA evidence that we could retrieve. Scientists could retrieve from the item. To prevent that, we dried each item individually, separating each item for better airflow.
How long did it take for those items to dry?
Several days.
And were they in that secure area on the butcher paper for several days?
Yes, sir.
Are there times when that separate area was left alone, nobody watching?
Yes, sir.
Were those clothes ultimately moved from that area?
Ultimately, they were moved, yes.
Did you personally remove them from that area?
No, I did not.
Did you know if they were bagged and put into evidence?
I do know they were bagged and put into evidence.
Is there an evidence locker at that office?
Yes, there is.
Is it a secure area?
Yes, it is.
Does every officer or trooper have access to that evidence room?
No, they do not.
Did you again see those items at a later date?
Yes, I did.
And have you seen those items since?
Yes, I have.
The items, the clothing items you took from the hospital, do you remember what items they were?
Yes, I do.
Can you share with us your memory of what items they are?
It was a two-tone gray sweatshirt, light material sweatshirt. It was an orange t-shirt. It was a pair of blue jeans, a belt, and a pair of underwear boxers.
And did you bring those clothing items with you today?
Yes, I did.
Beginning with the pants, do you have them with you up at the stand, Mr. O'Keefe's pants?
Yes.
Could you produce it, please?
Yes, sir.
Do you have gloves, Trooper Mechanic?
Yes, I do.
Move this item into evidence.
Okay. No objection.
With the court's permission, I'd ask the trooper to show the item to the
yes.
jury.
Yes, go ahead and
attention. Thank you. Approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Did you learn during your conversations with the search team and other members of the team that a sneaker was found at 34 Fairview?
Yes, I did.
Have you seen the photographs relative to that sneaker?
Yes, I have.
And you mentioned when you were at the hospital there was a sneaker, one?
Yes.
Do you have that sneaker with you?
I do.
Could you produce it, please?
Yes, sir.
Your Honor, I'd move this item into evidence.
Okay.
No objection, Your Honor.
Could I have the court's permission for the trooper to show it
yes.
to the jury?
Thank you.
Trooper, is that the sneaker that was at the hospital when you visited Mr. O'Keefe?
No, so this is the sneaker from 34 Ferry. Okay.
Could I have that marked? What is that, a left or a right sneaker, sir?
This is the left sneaker. Excuse me, this is the right sneaker from... from 34 Ferry Road, Kansas.
Yes, Your Honor.
Sure. If you could put the sneaker back in the bag and let Mr. Brennan bring the bag over, please. Smoothly. These things happen when you have a lot of evidence in the courtroom. So we will see you at 11:00.
All rise, please. Jurors, close your notebooks. Follow me.
Just let me know and I'll come right back out.
Your Honor, may I?
Yes.
Be heard?
Yes.
May I, during the break, in the company of a representative from the defense team, speak to Trooper Buchanek about this issue?
I have no problem with that. Do you, Mr. Jackson?
No, no problem at all.
I think it will facilitate things. Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Yes. You are unmuted.
The jury's coming over, but did you want to give me those text messages or no?
Let me see the court's attention.
I don't need to have them.
No, I had brought them downstairs. I thought you had them. I will.
Thank you. Did that fall out?
Yes.
Thank you.
Back in session, you may be seated.
All right, are you all set, Mr. Brennan?
I am, thank you, Your Honor. May I?
Yes.
Oh.
Sir, when we left, we were discussing Mr. O'Keefe's sneaker that you retrieved from the Good Samaritan Hospital.
Yes, sir.
Would that be his right sneaker?
It would be his right sneaker.
Do you have that sneaker with you today?
I do.
And again, could you open that bag and show that right sneaker to the jury?
Yes, sir.
Is that the sneaker you retrieved from the Good Samaritan Hospital?
It is.
I'd move that into evidence, please.
Okay. Any objection, Mr. Jackson?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you.
Trooper Buchanek, there are two more items. I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. Trooper Buchanek, there are two more items that you retrieved of John O'Keefe's clothing from the Good Samaritan Hospital. Did you bring those two items with you?
Yes, sir.
Are those two the items that you laid out on butcher paper to dry?
Yes, they are.
Were they ultimately bagged and put into evidence?
Yes, they were.
And did you bring Mr. O'Keefe's T-shirt?
Yes, I did.
Is it placed in an object so it can be seen?
Yes, it was.
What type of object?
It's a transparent plastic sheet.
I would move the T-shirt into evidence.
No objection.
With the court's permission, could Trooper Buchanek show it to the jury?
Yes.
Could you show the back as well, Trooper? Thank you.
Mr. Brennan, could you help assist the court reporter with that, please?
Of course.
Exhibit 87.
Okay. Can you place it on that side?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Trooper Buchanek, is there a last piece of item of Mr. O'Keefe's that you took from the Good Samaritan Hospital?
Yes, it is.
And what is it?
It's the sweatshirt.
I'd move that into evidence, Your Honor.
No objection, Your Honor.
All right.
The court's permission?
Yes.
Could you show the back side, please? May I approach?
Yes, thank you. Next exhibit, please, Madam Court Reporter.
Exhibit 88.
Thank you.
Your Honor, as to exhibit 88, maybe approach the reader.
I'm sorry?
Maybe approach the reader.
Oh, okay. Jurors, every piece of evidence that you're getting is recorded, and we have to keep a very clear record. So sometimes we spend time that may seem like a waste of time to you, but it's very, very important for the case. So we do appreciate your patience. All right, go ahead, Mr. Brennan.
Thank you. Trooper Buchanek, you shared with us that you met with some of the members of the state police that night and then returned to the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office to put the clothing on butcher paper, you call it. What was your next step in your investigation?
We met and discussed the next steps. My decision was to go back to 34 Fairview and excavate for the missing clothing item, being Mr. O'Keefe's hat. There was also plans to start writing search warrants.
Did the weather get better over the next couple days?
The weather did take a turn for the warmer temperatures, yes.
Did you return to Fairview a few days later on February 3rd?
Yes, I did.
Was that the first time you personally had visited 34 Fairview?
Yes, it was.
When you went to 34 Fairview on February 3rd, 2022, do you remember about what time in the morning you went?
Sometime between 8:30, 9 o'clock, maybe 9:30.
When you went there, did you travel with anybody?
Yes.
Who did you travel with?
It was other members of my unit and a member from Crime Scene Services.
Did you all travel in the same vehicle or did you meet there?
We all traveled in our own issued cruisers.
Was this a planned search or a planned excavation on February 3rd?
Yes, it was.
2022?
Yes, it was.
Who was there at the scene, 34 Fairview, with you?
It was Trooper DeChico, Mike Proctor, and Trooper Evan Brent.
And Trooper Evan, last name?
Brent.
Brent. Was Trooper Brent the photographer?
Yes.
What type of tools did you bring when you went to 34 Fairview?
We brought snow shovels, garden shovels. I brought a like an e-tool, military-style e-tool.
Was there still some snow on the ground?
There was, yes.
Did you and the members of the group begin to look for any evidence?
Yes, we did.
Were you looking on the street, or did you move to more on the grass?
Objection, Your Honor.
Ask it differently.
What area were you focused on at this point?
We were focused on the lawn portion of the property by in the vicinity of the flagpole, the fire hydrant, and along the edge of the asphalt.
Did you see a berm, an asphalt berm, separating the concrete street and the yard?
Yes.
Were you looking anywhere near the area of the berm?
We did, yes.
Were you looking anywhere on the street?
The street was plowed, but portions of the street still had remnants of snow, so we did check that area, but it was much easier to identify anything because it was clear of snow.
Where was most of your focus?
On the lawn.
As you worked your way through the lawn, did you or members of your team come across any items that you believe to be evidence?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to produce some of that evidence to us, beginning with 535. Did you find a number of pieces of plastic?
Yes.
Could you produce 535?
Yes, sir.
Let me just ask you a couple questions before you open that. If somebody identified an object that they believed to be evidence, what was the process for handling it?
On this day, we identified an evidence. The process would have been documenting each item that was located with photographs. Then one of the members of the individuals present would bag each item into a paper bag.
When they were bagged, would a person bagging them use any type of protection like you're using?
Absolutely, every time.
After the items were bagged, was the bag sealed?
Eventually it was sealed, yes.
When you say eventually, what does that mean?
Once it was, all the items were inside and it was brought back to the the office, it would be sealed, signed, completely filled out with all the pertinent information on the back.
Could you open that bag?
Yes, sir.
Before you take the pieces out, I'm asking you to look in. Do you recognize those pieces?
Yes, I do.
What do you recognize them to be?
I recognize them to be the items that we recovered from the lawn area on the left side of 34 Fairview Road on February 3rd, 2022, during the planned excavation of the property.
And were they photographed before they were put in that bag?
They were.
Your Honor, may I approach before Trooper Buchanan?
Yes.
Opens that bag or goes through it.
Did you show Mr. Jack?
I am sorry. No.
Hand you a series of photographs and ask you to take a look at them, see if you recognize them.
I do recognize them.
And what is in those photographs?
The photographs depict items collected from the lawn at 34 Fairview on February 3rd, 2022.
Do those particular photographs correspond with the pieces of items that are in that bag?
They do.
I have moved this series of photographs in evidence.
No objection. Okay. We'll knock them separately, please. Those items, were they eventually sent for analysis to a Massachusetts State Police lab?
Yes, they were.
When the laboratory received those items, are you familiar whether they marked them with a label or a number for identification?
Objection, Your Honor.
I wouldn't want that.
Yes, they mark each item individually.
Do those items have markings on them reflected by an item number?
Yes, they are.
When you refer to a piece, will you refer to that item number that is on any individual piece?
Once it's labeled, it is identified by that individual piece, by that designated label.
So if there's any numbers written on any of those pieces, was that written by you?
No.
Would that have been written by somebody else after it was sent?
Yes, at the lab.
Okay. If we can begin, if you can begin to take the pieces out so we can show them to the jury. And does that have a number on it or a tag?
Yes, it does. This is item 22-02184-7-8, also alphanumeric A.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you.
These two are taped together.
When you found them, were they taped together?
No. They're taped together by the lab. There's also a canister labeled debris collection. That number is 22-021847-8.1. This is 7-8G. This is 7-8N, as in November. There are also items too small to label with a letter and number. Those were put into a bag like this. Almost looks like a stamp bag, wax stamp bag.
Are those all the items in that bag?
Altogether, there are, it does look like those are all the items. Some of them are inside the canister that I pulled up.
Understood. You know how to move those items into evidence, please? Sir, you mentioned that there was a trooper there photographing the evidence?
Yes, sir.
Did the photographer take a photograph of the items in place when they were found, or were the items moved to a different location before they were photographed?
That day, every item was photographed where it was found.
With the court's permission, I'd like to show a number of exhibits to the jury.
Okay.
And starting with Exhibit 89, which is P490-7690. Trooper, is that one of the items you found that morning?
Yes, it is.
Do you know where in relation to the fire hydrant or the flagpole this item was recovered?
It was in the general vicinity between the flagpole and the fire hydrant. The area we were excavating was approximately 40 to 50 square feet in area.
Mr. Brennan, can that be expanded, please, so that the jurors can see what you're looking at?
Thank you, Your Honor. Is the item that you recovered on top of that leaf?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. If I could next show Exhibit 90, which is P492-7692. Before we close up, sir, is that the fire hydrant that is at the corner of 34 Fairview Road?
Yes, it is.
Could we close up, please, on that? Why is there a ruler on the ground?
The ruler is utilized to help put the item to scale by the photographer from Crime Scene Services. They utilize these measuring rulers for scale of the item that you're looking at. Sometimes it's hard to depict how large an item is if there's no reference point.
Could we do a little bit further view to show the fire hydrant? Thank you. Is that where this piece of evidence was found, in that exact location?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'd like next to show to the jury Exhibit 91, which is P515-7721. Do you recognize that piece of evidence?
Yes, sir.
Could we zoom in, please? Is that the same piece of evidence that is depicted in Exhibit 89, P490, 7690, a different angle with the ruler?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. If we could have Exhibit 92, please, which is P493, 7694. Could you zoom in, please? Is that piece of evidence in the bag that you've provided as evidence, physical evidence?
Yes, sir.
Was this found near the area of the other pieces?
Yes, it was.
If we could show Exhibit 93, P507, 7711, please. Could you zoom in, please? How long did you spend that day looking, you and the team, for pieces of evidence?
I was probably 45 to an hour.
And finally, if I could show Exhibit 94, P503-7707. And could you zoom in, please? And this piece of evidence, where in relation to the other pieces was this found?
In the same vicinity.
Thank you. If you could take that down, please. When you were searching, did you find any item near the street area?
Yes, we did.
What did you find?
A black plastic drinking straw.
Could you retrieve 536 for us, please? I'd move this piece of evidence into evidence.
No objection.
All right.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes, let's get it parked.
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
Let's wait till it's marked.
Exhibit 97.
Thank you.
Showing the photograph, do you recognize that, sir?
Yes, I do.
What's in the photograph of?
It's a photograph of the black drinking straw that we found at 34 Fairview on February 3rd, 2022.
What location did you find it in?
It was close to the paved berm on the street.
This is after the street was plowed?
Yes, it was.
I'd move this into evidence as an exhibit, please.
Okay.
No objection, Your Honor.
Exhibit 98.
Yes.
I'd ask you to open this and show it to the jury.
Yes, sir. With the court's permission, I'd like to show Exhibit 98 to the jury.
Okay.
And that is P4887688. Sir, could you look at that photograph? And Ms. Gilman, could you close? Do you recognize what's in that photograph?
I do.
And what is that?
That is the photograph of the straw we picked up from the street in front of 34 Fairview Road.
Could we zoom out a little bit, please, Ms. Gilman? Is that the area where you or your team found, recovered that straw?
That is exactly where it was found and recovered from.
That photograph doesn't show much of the grass area. How far is that area from the fire hydrant?
It's probably, with my estimate, 15 feet, maybe 20 from the fire hydrant. It's probably 15 to 20 feet, if I had to estimate.
Thank you. You mentioned that one of the items that you went back to Fairview to try to find was a hat. Why were you specifically looking for a hat?
I had learned that Mr. O'Keefe was wearing a black baseball hat the night prior to the incident. So with us recovering the clothing from the hospital and the hat was not part of that pile of clothing, we needed to see where the hat was. That could have been a lead. That could be a clue of where Mr. O'Keefe was last prior to being discovered.
Did you or the team ultimately find a hat that morning?
Yes.
Could I have you produce 537?
Yes, sir.
Your Honor, I've moved that item into evidence.
No objection.
So this is going to be 96.
Thank you.
Exhibit 96.
Thank you.
With the court's permission, Trooper Buchanan, could you open that and show it to the jury? Was that item photographed?
Yes, it was.
And when that was taken from the scene, was the same method used of using gloves and putting it in a bag?
Yes, it was.
When the item was it photographed in the place that it was found?
Yes, it was.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
I'm showing you a series of photographs. If you take a look at the first one, do you recognize that photograph?
I do.
What is it?
It's the accumulated snow that was being excavated at the scene where we located Mr. O'Keefe's hat.
And the second photo?
The second photo is a close-up of Mr. O'Keefe's hat, flattened and frozen to the ground with portions of it exposed from underneath the piled up snow.
Third photo
is also of the hat once it's been removed, and you can see the thin blue line American flag on the front of the hat and the Nike swoosh on the brim.
And the fourth photo, please.
And the fourth photograph is also a close-up of the top of the hat with a scale ruler next to it, with grass showing from underneath the hat.
I'm going to put these back in the order to identify them. Your Honor, I move these four photographs into evidence.
Okay. Any objection?
No objection, Your Honor.
Do you want them as four separate or A, B, C?
A, B, C.
A through 99D, so marked.
Thank you very much. Thank you. With the court's permission, I'd like to show these photographs to the jury.
Yes.
Beginning with 99A, P5267733, please. Could you close up just a little bit, please? Sir, can you describe what you see here?
Yes, that's the excavation track by one of the members at the scene. You could see the hat frozen flat to the bottom, or on the bottom of the snow, right on top of the grass. It was under approximately a foot and a half of snow that had accumulated in the area.
Look at next show, 99B, P5277735.
This is the close-up of the frozen flat hat to the grass at 34 Fairview Road.
Next is 99C, P5297739, please.
Once pulled out, and flipped over. Again, this is the same hat belonged to Mr. O'Keefe that was discovered frozen flat to the grass at the scene.
Thank you. You can take that down, please. Did you search the entire front lawn at that time?
No, we did not.
And we can see from those photographs, is there still snow in that yard?
Yes.
As you continued your investigation, did you continue to go back to Fairview over time?
Yes, based on the amount of snow still present and the fact that we were finding pieces of broken taillight and glass at the scene, and items that we did not expect to find, like a cocktail glass straw. I directed my members to go by the scene every day as the temperatures rose. Snow would expose more evidence on the lawn, and with the hopes of finding each and every item that was present.
On February 4th, the next day, 2022, did you receive a call?
Yes, I did.
Not what was said, but who was that call from?
I believe it was...
I don't want you to guess if you don't know. Was the person a member of any group?
Yes.
From what group?
It was Canton Police.
As a result of receiving a call from the Canton Police, or someone from the Canton Police on February 4th, 2022, did you go anywhere?
I was already en route to 34 Fairview to conduct a directed check of the area.
When you say a directed check, did you drive by every day on your way to work?
I told my members on every day to work and home to make sure someone's checking the lawn, to make sure that any evidence that exposes itself through the melting snow would be identified and collected.
So as you were on your way there, you received a call from someone from the Canton Police?
Yes.
Did you arrive at 34 Fairview on February 4th, 2022?
I did.
When you got there, did you see any more items?
Yes, I did.
How many?
One item, a larger in size red taillight piece had revealed itself, and it was collected.
Could you produce 710, please?
Yes, sir.
Is that 710, sir?
7-10, yes, sir.
I'd move that item into evidence, please.
No objection, okay. What?
With the court's permission, could Trooper Bukenik open the item and show it to the jury?
Yes.
Did anybody photograph that item where it was found?
Yes, there was a photograph taken.
Did you take the photograph?
No, I did not.
How did you receive the photograph?
It was attached to the Canton Police reports that were provided. Canton Police documented that item in place.
May I approach?
Yes.
Showing you two photographs. The first page, do you recognize that item?
Yes, I do.
What do you recognize that to be?
That was the item I collected on February 4th at 34 Fairview Road, which I was just showing to the jury.
And the second photograph?
The second photograph is a zoomed out general vicinity photograph of the same item from 34 Fairview Road, the lawn area, approximately 7 feet from the roadway.
I'd like to move these in evidence. A and B, court permission.
Any objection, Mr. Judge?
No objection, Your Honor.
Exhibit 101A and B.
With the court's permission, I'd like to show those photographs to the jury.
Yes.
P46, please. Is that a photograph of the item you just showed the jury, sir?
Yes, it is.
And where was it in relation to the other pieces that you had found on February 3rd?
It was further to the right. If you're looking at the property, if you have the fire hydrant on your left, it was further to the right, on the right bank of the snow that was melting on the lawn.
Is that on the lawn or on the pavement?
That's on the lawn.
And could we show the close-up, please, P47? Thank you. You can take it down, please. When you recovered those items, did you go through the same protocol of gloves and bags?
Absolutely.
Did you return to 34 Fairview on February 10th?
Yes, I did.
Was the snow in a different state than when you last left it on February 3rd?
Yes, it had receded significantly.
When you went back on February 10th, were you with anybody?
I believe I was with another trooper.
Do you know who that was?
I don't remember. I'd have to refresh my memory.
Was it Michael Proctor?
It might have been, yes.
Could you produce 7-11, please?
Yes, sir.
Does that bag contain some of the items you found on February 10th at Fairview Road?
Yes, it does.
I'd move that into evidence, please.
No objection, Your Honor.
Okay. Exhibit 102.
Can you describe generally the size of the items in that bag?
Can I open it?
Please.
Generally speaking, there's six plastic pieces of clear and red and black items that are in size approximately to like a half dollar.
Without going through every one of them, can you just pull out one red and one clear to show the jury a representative sample of what's in the bag? In total, of the six items in that bag?
In total, there are six items in the bag.
When you retrieved those items, did you use the same protocol of gloves in a bag?
Yes.
Did you photograph these items when you took them?
Not on this day, no.
Why not?
We had been to the scene so many times. It was the same general vicinity, and we just made the decision not to have crime scene come out to photograph these six pieces.
Were they in any remarkably different position than the other pieces? Anything that stood out, or were they in the, let me rephrase that. Where were they generally in relation to the other pieces that you had found?
They were all in the general area where the other pieces had been located. It was on the left side of the lawn, but near the flagpole, between the road and the home.
Was there another group of items that you found that day that you put in a separate bag?
Yes.
Could you provide us May I approach? I'm not sure if I've marked this one for evidence.
Yes.
Thank you. Could you produce 7-12, please?
Yes, sir.
I'd move this into evidence, please.
No objection. Okay.
What the?
Exhibit 103.
With the court's permission, could Trooper Buchanan open the bag?
Yes.
In that bag, are there different types of items? The items you showed us before were appeared to be plastic.
Yes, these items are packaged in wax paper. There's 14 pieces in total, and these items contain glass and plastic fragments, some of which are also within like a cylindrical tin container that you saw earlier.
Could you show us some of the glass pieces, please?
Yes, sir. I'm going to have to open the wax bag.
Please. Could you stand so the people in the back can see? Thank you. Were there a number of different items inside that are inside that bag that you found that day?
Yes, there are a number of glass pieces taped and labeled for identification at the lab and mechanically pieced together to form this one piece in my right hand, and this is one solid, thick piece of curved glass in my left hand.
And again, is this February 10, 2022?
Yes, it is.
The last evidence bag, you said that you did not photograph where they were found. Did you photograph where these pieces were found?
No, I did not.
Any different reason than the last bag?
No.
Do you have a memory of where these items were found in relation to the items in the last bag?
Yes, they were all in the general vicinity where all the other taillight pieces were located, as well as the baseball hat.
How much snow was on the ground at this point?
Most of the snow had melted. There might have been some areas that was still present because of the excavation that took place. So very little to no snow was present at this point in time.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
I Is that all the pieces that you have that you were part of finding or retrieving from 34 Fairview Road related to plastic or glass discovery?
Yes, sir.
You continued, did you continue to work on this case?
Yes, I did.
At some point, did you receive video from a number of different locations?
Yes.
Where were you part of retrieving or receiving video from?
I was part of retrieving and receiving video from C.F. McCarthy's, the waterfall. There was also video that was collected from other agencies and entities.
Did you seek a search warrant or video evidence from a company called Ring?
Yes.
For what location?
For the Meadows Ave location, Mr. John O'Keefe's residence.
Did you receive video from Ring, directly from Ring?
Ring sent over files with Ring video.
Was that by link, by a computer?
I'm not sure how it came in. It was via the internet.
Did you view all of the files that were produced by Ring?
At some point, I've reviewed all the files, yes.
Was that pursuant to a subpoena?
I'm sorry?
Were the Ring videos produced pursuant to a subpoena?
Through the search warrant, yes. We requested it through the search warrant. That's the way that these providers, service providers, respond to court legal service.
Were you aware that some cruisers or the cruisers at the Canton Police Department had dash cam video?
Yes, I am aware of it.
Did you obtain and review video?
Yes, I did.
Have you seen other video from the Canton Police Department?
Yes, I did.
At some point, were you asked if you would consent to provide your DNA?
Yes, I was, yes.
Is that uncommon in investigations?
It's not common, but situations do arise where you're asked to do that. So it's not the first time that's happened, but it has happened before where a law enforcement individual officer has to provide DNA and they consent.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you review any other materials in this case? Did you review any reports?
I did review reports, yes.
Did you write reports in this case?
Yes, I did.
Now, I want to ask you about Michael Proctor. You had told us that you were working on this investigation with him.
Yes, I was.
Are you still working on this investigation with him?
No, I am not.
You were Michael Proctor's supervisor?
Yes, I was.
When you work for the state police, do you have a personal phone and a phone that is provided to you by the state police?
Yes.
The state police phone, is that a work phone?
Yes, it is.
What type of information do you receive on that phone?
You can receive communications via email, text message, cell phone tower, voice communications.
Do officers communicate with each other at times on those work phones?
Yes, they do.
And during that time, did you have a work phone that you were using for communications?
Yes, I did.
At some point, did you receive or were you placed on an email chain that included Michael Proctor and others?
I believe it was a text chain.
I'm sorry, a text chain.
Yes, yes.
Were you included on a text chain involving Michael Proctor and others?
Yes, I was.
Did you receive a text or a text chain from Michael Proctor and other people?
Yes, I did.
And when you received a text, do you remember where you were when you received the text chain?
The specific one you're referring to, I was at the Logan Airport working a traffic detail.
When you received that text or text chain, did you respond?
I acknowledged the text. I did not respond with verbiage.
And then during that text chain, did you look at the entire text, Shane?
No, the text message came through on my Apple Watch as I was controlling traffic. I glanced at it, took part of the information that came through, and acknowledged it with a thumbs up emoji, indicating that I read it.
At some point, did you learn everything that was on that text chain?
Yes.
And as a result of that text chain, was there an investigation?
There was.
And during that investigation, you were Michael Proctor's supervisor?
I was.
After the investigation was done, did the state police make any finding against you for that text chain?
Yes, there were two sustained findings as a result of that investigation.
Did you initiate that text chain?
No, I don't believe so.
You did react with a thumbs up?
I acknowledged the text message that he sent, or portion of the information that came through on my watch.
And the two sustained findings against you, were one of them for failure to adequately supervise?
Yes.
And the other, was it regarding a routine or regular review that it didn't consider that text chain?
Objection, Your
Honor. I'll rephrase.
Okay.
That second sustained finding, was it regarding a review of the performance level of Mr. Proctor?
That's correct.
Sustained is to form.
Was there a second sustained finding?
Yes, there was.
Did it relate to the review process of a subordinate?
Objection.
Sustained is to form.
Oh, okay. What was that second sustained finding about?
The accuracy of the review of the quarterly performance evaluation.
You said quarterly. How often would you write reviews for subordinates?
Every 90 days.
Was there any other sustained finding against you?
No.
Was there punishment in light of those two sustained findings against you?
There was.
And what was that punishment?
I lost 5 vacation days.
Do you presently work in the Homicide Division of the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office?
I do.
Are you currently a sergeant?
I am.
Have you ever reviewed that entire chain that was at issue?
Only through the documents provided for me during the internal investigation.
Can I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.